Police departments across the country are releasing preliminary or final 2024 crime numbers. Many are reporting huge declines in homicides and other violent crimes compared to 2023. WHYY's Sandra Jones has a look at what's behind the trend.
Experts say crime rates in most cities, including Philadelphia, are declining, unlike what we saw during the pandemic. Jeff Asher, co-founder of AH Datalytics, tracks crimes nationwide through law enforcement data for the Real-Time Crime Index. It allows residents to respond to trends in real time. Asher says many cities saw significant decreases in homicide rates, while others experienced a slight decrease during the start of 2024. According to Pennsylvania's Uniform Crime Reporting Systems, Philadelphia had 262 homicides last year compared to 409 in 2023. Anti-violence programs have really helped to bring down gun violence and murder rates, but people living in areas where violence happens still feel pretty unsafe. Sandra Jones, WHYY News.
Philly Mayor Sherelle Parker says Eagles fans celebrated the team's NFC Championship win responsibly for the most part last night, except for just a few incidents. With the Birds bound for the Super Bowl in New Orleans, the mayor is already being asked if she's heading south for the big game.
Look, we have a city to run, but of course everyone is excited and we are going to win, and we will have more to say about our plans in the days ahead.
Barker and her staff are working on a friendly Super Bowl wager with the mayor of Kansas City. Right now, clear skies, bright sunshine, absolutely beautiful outside on this Monday afternoon. 42 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Tonight, temperatures drop down to just below freezing in the overnight hours. Tomorrow, we are going to be cooler with some partly cloudy skies. Temperatures getting to only around 40 degrees on Tuesday. But fear not, we are bumping back up into the mid-40s by midweek.